Now I will be letting my heart to talk. I ask myself what will be the thing that I would like to talk about today, and my heart actually responded that it wants to talk. So I am asking my mind to take a back seat and let my heart talk. So what my heart wants to do is wants to express a gratitude for a friend of mine. Marianne. I've actually only met her physically once, when her husband Tom and Marianne visited us, and it is an experience that I will remember because of her presence. Every one of us has a presence, and every one of us is an individuation of this source of creation, that omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, eternal, infinite source of energy. And every one of us is individuation of that source, with different flavors, different ways of expressing the source. And we get in a body and express the source in whatever way we choose, until we actually raise our frequency vibration enough so we go back to source and actually unite with the source of energy. So Marianne chose to leave her physical body earlier this week. And I have to say that this was a surprise to me. But it is not for me to decide what it is. And then I actually realized that although I physically met her just once, her presence was so expansive, so dynamic and powerful, that the impact that I had from her is infinite. And it's very interesting how I'm perceiving this, because for me it's not a friend that I met only once physically. It's like I had her presence all the time. For me it feels like she was available, and she still is available all the time, because that actually is the truth. It's this dynamic energy that would implement everything with complete certainty. It's available all the time. I've always admired, many times I would put the brakes on me and just like have this difficulty proceeding with things. It was one or another blockage blocking me energetically. And many times I would actually ask myself, what would Marianne do here? And because she was an example for me of somebody who would implement all these things. Without putting the brakes, she would be basically using the highway to do it. And I admire that. it's a very powerful quality of implementing, because it doesn't matter how much we know, until we actually implement it, we cannot express ourselves fully, we cannot express the divine through us, and we cannot be ourselves. So being ourselves is actually expressing ourselves, and this happens through implementing who we are, implementing our essence. And this way contributing to the overall energy, to raising the frequency of the whole planet, of everyone on the planet, and benefiting and contributing in the most amazing way. So this is what Marianne is doing. And it is interesting, it's difficult for me to find the words to express it because it's so expansive. The presence that she has, it is a presence that goes beyond physical presence. It's basically available all the time. It's powerful. It's this kind of a nurturing, available presence that just is. That's the quality of the divine. It just is, forever, eternal, loving, and always available. And although I have not been in a constant communication through phone or email with her, I have always felt her presence very tangibly. It's just available and powerful. Presence that encourages to just be yourself and implement your essence in everything you do, without procrastinating or putting the brakes on or doubting or wondering or leaving it for tomorrow. She's the kind of person that would do it now. Really do it with all her heart, with all her presence, with all her being, with all her energy. Yes, it is. At this moment, I wish that everyone who would like can actually see and experience how my heart wants to express this. And it's beyond what I can put into words. It is just magnificent presence. When we are asked to describe the divine, that goes beyond words. The description is the frequency of that, the frequency of vibration is too high to be put into words. The words are more solid. They go lower. Because the higher self's language is basically symbols, sound, light. And color. So this is it. I'm absolutely experiencing Marianne's presence in the language of higher self, which doesn't include words. So what I'm conveying here is way, well below what my heart actually is experiencing. And I would like to actually thank Marianne for doing this enormous contribution to all of us. Because in this experience that we're having here, one of the universal laws that is working on all of us continuously, no matter if we're aware of it or not, is the law of one. We're all one, it's all connected, everything is energy that only changes form, only transmutes from a frequency of vibration to a different frequency of vibration. It cannot be lost or killed or removed, basically just changes frequency and vibration. And through the law of one, actually Marianne contributed and continues to contribute this infinite implementing energy, which basically is the most important thing for every one of us. In order to be ourselves, and this is not something that happens for a short while. It's a continuous process, so it's more accurate to say being ourselves. That's equivalent to implementing ourselves, expressing ourselves through everything that we are, everything that we do, everything that we have. And that's exactly what Marianne is doing. It's such an expansive way, massive, very powerful way of doing it, that it's actually affecting us from any distance. It's such an expansive experience. And so for me, Marianne is and always will be a gift of a powerful dynamic presence that implements all the time, that is more in sync with the divine than anything else that is waiting for and not doing, not implementing what is available, what we know, not contributing. So she's exactly this kind of a light, bright energy that contributes and implements continuously. And this is what actually is contributing to her expansive presence that has always had a very big impact on me, and I'm very grateful for. I appreciate that. And my heart is full of love. Love to her. And love to everything that is important for her. Because every one of us is an artist. And our life's work is actually the art that we present. So hers is a masterpiece that encourages, inspires, and beautifies us to express the same way, to be a masterpiece, by just being it, without any stagnation or procrastination or waiting for something, just being that universal divine presence that always is eternal, infinite, all-powerful, almighty, and forever. And everything in our life is a choice. All these points of view that we have, they're basically different perceptions. And it's up to us to change the perception, to change the point of view, to make it more aligned with who we truly are, with our true, powerful, divine essence. In this way, we basically can contribute through our own individuations to this infinite energy by raising the frequency of vibration of that and evolving, becoming more and more in line with who we are, with our true selves, until we merge with that source. The source that we individuate. I'm expressing my heart's gratitude for Marianne's presence, for her energy, and for her power. power that actually is affecting everyone and everything through the Law of One. Power that actually is putting into implementation all these things that many will be putting the brakes on. And it's at the same time very loving, wonderful, nurturing, and available. I know when I think of different people, or I can talk about myself, when I think of different people, the presence is very different. It's felt very differently. It doesn't matter what physical distance they are from me. Some of them are completely unavailable. Others are unavailable in even a different way, like unpleasant way. Some of them available in a way that's threatening. And there's this different energy that now when I'm experiencing it, is the energy of this powerful love that is always available. It's like any time on the background, it's always available. But I am not even consciously aware of it. But it is always available, and it's like a warm, loving blanket that's always available. So this for me is what Marianne is, what her energy is, what her presence is. Powerful, loving, nurturing, and always available to inspire, to implement, to be as this powerful being of light. And now this is a masterpiece, a life that is a masterpiece. And I'm very grateful again. I appreciate this presence. The power of it is that it's eternal and it's always available. And actually, it's always available to all of us, even to those who didn't have the pleasure to know Marianne. Her powerful presence is available. It's only a choice to choose to allow that presence to give us a warm hug, nurturing, loving embrace, and complete courage to being ourselves at all times. And at this moment, that's what my heart wants to express, is that eternity, the infinity. There's no beginning, there's no end. It is continuously alive, infinite divine presence. And thank you, Marianne. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your being. Thank you for your infinite contribution that is beyond words, but it's well expressed in the language of higher self, with colors, with light, with sound, and with symbols. Thank you. Divine consciousness, you are our lives, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal your true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect, maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. And when I say this, our eventual purpose is to express you, well, Marianne is an example of somebody who is expressing it all the time, not eventually, but now and always. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. And I choose for myself to surround myself with experiences that are useful, beautiful, inspiring to me. And this is how life is wonderful. And thank you, Marianne, for giving me that experience that is eternally the most priceless and eternal gift. Thank you. With all my heart, for being the wonderful being that you are and that you always will be, forever. Thank you.